Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Sunday, what's happening? I see the lines is lit up. I'm going to bring each one of you in 1 second. If you want to talk, just let me know. If you call in, just to listen in, let me know. Tonight, our subject is, does size really matter? Now, you know, we are predicated to relationship balance, right? And so we try to keep the spice in there, but I want all honesty tonight. You don't have to say your name if you really want to be honest, right? You know, you may got a man with a little bitty penis and he everything to you, but, you know, his penis little, so you love him. You ain't got to say your name, but let's talk about it. You may got a woman, you know, with you and that thing just big, but you know what? She everything in the world and, you know, you stuck with her. Let's talk about it. Let's talk. Let's open up the floor and let's have this conversation. This question has came up so many times, and of course, I got a funny story to tell you on what happened this week. Most of, you know, something always happening in my life. But the size really matters what we're going to talk about tonight. Let's see, first caller. Thank you for calling in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with?
Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss Love and Brett?
I'm awesome. I hope you had an awesome week.
I did.
Awesome. Let's bring the next caller in. Thank you for calling Real Talk to Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with?
This is Reese.
This is who?
Reese, as in the candy.
Reese.
Honestly, that's actually
Hi,
my
Reese,
government
how
name.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am. I could be better.
How are you tonight? Oh, you could be better.
I could be better. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know what? You're alive, so you're awesome, right?
And I'm here with you, so you made my night much better.
Oh, thank you, Reese. Let's see. Let's bring the next caller in. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with? Ending in 5232. Are you calling to listen in, or did you want to talk? Okay, I guess they're just listening in. Bring the next caller in. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with? Ending in 8142. I guess they're just listening in as well. So,
Rala Rue Boy.
Rue Boy?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I am amazing. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, ATL. So, you guys, I want to say, starting out, if you have background noise, mute your phone till you get ready to chime in. And while we're talking, let one person talk at a time, and let's be mindful and respectful. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one right here, you know, does size really matter? Like, I'm going to let you chime in on this one first, since you're so conceited. Does size really matter?
What happened? I'm sorry.
I said I'm letting you chime in first tonight since you're so conceited. Does size really matter?
Oh, does size really matter?
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's balls. I mean, as long as there's something where it can grip on and do what it do, then we good. The size really matter. Like, a female size, I mean, I like big girls anyway. I mean, I like all females. But I don't like them too damn big. So, I mean, no offense to nobody. Okay.
Right.
But I don't. I do like BBWs, though. I just
so what is
like,
it about BBWs that you prefer over smaller women?
Ooh wee!
I'm asking for a friend.
More pushing for the cushion. More cushion for the pushing.
Okay.
Nah, but,
I hear you.
I just the comfort, like, it's just, I don't know.
Okay. So now we're gonna flip the question around. What do you feel when it comes to a female? Does it the size matter when it comes to you? Like, when you're in the bedroom, do you see, like, just say, like, you may get a woman that, you know, is not having sex that much, and of course you're gonna touch more, you're gonna hit more. But what if you get that woman that, you know, does have sex and you really not hitting nothing? Like, you know, the responses are different, I do know. So, like, what do you think about the woman's perspective when it comes to men?
As in, like, all right, as in the male size or the female?
Male size.
I don't know. I don't get no complaints.
That's the number one thing that men say, and I told you before, right? I tell you guys over and over. A woman is not going to complain, of course, unless she's mad. Then she's going to be like, oh, little such and such or whatever. But there are so many men out here that do not know how to give oral sex. And that's because women never complain, so they think that they're doing it right, right? Or this woman like this, and he never take the time to figure out what the next woman like, because it may be something completely different.
No,
have you ever had
I
a woman that's like making a lot of noise? But yet, you know, you don't feel no walls, you don't feel no bottom, like nothing from nothing.
Oh, yeah, first and foremost, though, like, if I can just, if I'm not fucking that on a day-to-day, if we're not having sex on a day-to-day, and I just go up, if I'm able to just slide up in you, there's a problem, because that means you're not doing your Kegel exercises. Like, you're not... If I can't feel nothing, I'm gonna stop anyway. I'm gonna be like, I can't get into it. I'm petty like that, I might slide up all the way out of it and be like, yo, you gotta work out on that one and get dressed and go.
You know what? You cannot do that. Okay,
I can do that because she should never been able to do what she did and have her pussy walls exploded that can fit a 2-liter Coke bottle in her. Like, that's not me. Kegel exercises. They have exercises for females to tighten up. They do. I'm a lady. I love the females. But and not just that, though. They have different size Kegel balls, whatever. And some of them even have different sizes on it. It might be 3, and it goes small, medium, and large. And, I mean... they got ones where you can just walk. You can walk around with these in them. It's a Kegel exercise. You're straining yourself. Like, if you got to pee and you know you can't go and you got to hold it. That's all the Kegel exercises. That's all they need to do. They can do it at work, on the walk home, whatever, the bus, the drive, wherever it is, to make sure that thing is tight. And if it is tight, they got a surgeon.
The education.
Hey, they got a surgeon. Me personally, though, if I can just slide all the way up in there, man, and it over with, like, no. If I can fit my fucking peanut head in that shit, man, it's definitely over with. I can't. And I don't be trying to be rude, just like the smells. Like, you know, every female smells different. Like, I'm just not into that. I can't hit rock bottom. Like, whoa. So you can't be like, Briscoe, I can feel it in my tummy. I can't do that. Then I don't know. Game over with.
But with every female, that smells different, right? Like, okay, I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to leave that for a whole nother show. So do we have any other callers that want to chime in on does the size really matter?
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs. Okay. So, you know, we turn up. We give you opportunity to say something because, you know, it kind of goes left a little bit sometimes, but we kind of bring it back and marginalize what we said. But for me, right, here's the thing. On a female standpoint, if a female is used to a man with size, then – when your penis is small, like it's a null and void situation anyways, right? And so men have gotten so creative with the angles that they send you the pictures of their penis that, you know, you're like, oh, okay, it looked pretty big. And then, you know, you get there and it's like small. So I laugh because I have walked out before. Like, you know, I've been in a strong, you know, conversation in a relationship with you for a couple months, and then when we get here to have sex, you know, it ain't what you had portrayed it to be. And I'll say send videos, and he used to send videos at certain angles. All his pictures were at certain angles. And when I get there, he had a good maybe 5.5. You pissing on your balls. As I say, you got asshole only dick. Only thing you could do is stick it in my asshole. So we can't do nothing at all with that. Now, when if you get a guy like this with a very small penis, and you go to sleep with somebody that's used to having, you know, a preferred size or, you know, an 8.5 or a 9, like, it's going to be completely different. Now, if you got a guy with a fairly large penis and then it's like, you know, slip and slide, then, you know, there's a problem because then maybe you are going over the top with what you consider to be large. And if you got somebody that got a good 10 to 12 inches, you kind of got to hold on to them because most people don't really have those these days. So, you know, you get it. You might as well stick to it. But furthermore, if you sleep with somebody that is fairly large, you're supposed to give yourself that time in between sleeping with somebody else. You know, as Anthony said, too, you know, exercise yourself, you know, get a V-steam as well. You know, that's when you sit over the hot throne for 45 minutes and allow the steam to tighten you up, freshen you up, pull out toxins and all that good stuff. There are plenty of things that you can do to take care of yourself, to get yourself back in the game, if that is something that you do. But most importantly, as I always stress, it's always good to take care of your own body and just abstain from sex, period, and go 2 months and go 3 months. And that's a practice that I have, you know, when I'm not in a relationship, I go as long as I need to go because it's very healthy for my body. You know, it's very, very healthy for my body. And there's Miss Boston calling in. Hey, Miss Boston, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Oh, you sound like you just woke up.
I wish I just woke up. No, ma'am.
Well, we are talking about the size really matter, and Anthony just gave his, you know, explanation. But, you know, I was just about to say mine, but since you're calling in, let's get a female's point of view. Does size really matter to you?
No, it's more so whether or not you know how to utilize what God gave you. I mean, we've had this discussion. We spoke about 2 Minute Brother, man, the one that keeps getting me irate because that nigga can't do shit. He has a big dick, and he don't know how to work it. So does it really matter? Not to me. Because the reality of it is,
so
you know, it only takes like a
half. Him knowing how to work it and him lasting. Yeah, it's a big difference.
It doesn't matter what size his damn dick is because if his dick was that big and it was good, I can't even say the 2 minutes were fucking good. His dick was big, but the 2 minutes wasn't good. So what the fuck? Did his size matter then? Nope. I've had fucking niggas whose dick ain't been bigger than my damn hand and it's been better. It doesn't matter. You just need to be comfortable with your own motherfucking equipment and know how to fucking work it, period. To me.
For Miss Boston herself. So what do you think, when I flip the question around, do you think size matter to men? Like, do you think the vagina size matter to men?
Oh, shit. You said Boston, you said, uh-huh. Did you hear the question? Boston, wait, Boston, yeah, he got some input. Un momento, por favor.
Hey, Bossy.
Hi.
You want to come up on speaker?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, how's everybody doing? Good.
We all good.
Now, does the pussy size matter?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it does. To me, it does. Because women say they want big dicks, okay? Men want a tight pussy. All women pussy ain't tight. They are looser than hallways. They are looser than the ocean. But then say you want a big dick.
But is that why they want a big dick? Because they are loose?
Some women don't have loose pussies but still want big dick.
So are the women that want big dick, are they the ones that are loose? Because if you have a tight
pussy,
then you don't really need 13 inches.
But you have some women that have tight pussies that still want big dick. And they can't handle it. Come on.
Yeah.
But I think what he's saying is that why they want it, because they are loose. So like that was a point that I was making before you guys called in. Like, a woman that likes a very big penis, obviously that's what she's accustomed to. So her walls may be loose because she's accustomed to that, especially when you're coming along and you don't have the same equipment that she's used to.
Wait a minute.
That's true,
me,
but the vagina is a muscle. Okay.
Correct.
When women have when women have babies, it doesn't stay that way when they have babies. That's the biggest thing they are ever going to experience. But yet somehow magically, it goes back to the way it was. It may not go back to
right.
the exact way it was when they were 15, 16 years old, but it goes back 88% of the of
wait a minute.
The
is
tightness
this
and
on the phone. Who is this?
No, it's Reese.
Who is it? Reese? Oh, Lord
this
Jesus,
Reese.
This is the one you get in a debate with. Oh,
so,
I didn't know you are.
So somehow,
let me hit you up
somehow
real quick.
Magically,
okay,
vaginas do actually heal and go back. Doesn't matter
right.
if they were damaged and stretched by, you know, Ford F-150s or not done anything with, you know, Priuses. Somehow they go back to the way they were. So does size really matter to answer your question? Honestly, it does not, because once you hit the cervix 4.5 inches back, there's nowhere else it's going to go. Scientifically speaking, where are you going to put 8 inches if you're hitting a cervix? Is that the whole point, is to break things, or is it to it's about the mood, it's about your comfortability level, it's about the setting, it's about your the way you feel about that person. Not trying to take it to a sensual level, but you like when you just throw a lawn chair at a door, yeah, you're going to feel something, but is that what you want to feel? Or do you want to feel someone opening up your door and singing to you? You know what I mean?
Right. I put Anthony and Ms. Boston, I put you on mute because your background noise. So because we have so many callers on this line right now, we have 7 callers. I need you guys to control your background noise so everybody can be heard speaking, because we actually have a full house tonight. I'm unmuting you guys now, but just please make sure that your background noise is muted. And give me one moment.
You know,
thank
normally
you for
calling. I put
Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black, who just called in.
That's me.
Okay, who is this?
It's D.
Okay.
I put my phone
all right. So Reese, and as I said, you know, I mean, make sure if you guys got background noise to mute your phone. But Reese.
All right.
Okay. So that goes to the preference of the woman. You know, as you were saying. Yeah, you know, a woman may like it rough, and then a woman may want it, you know, soft and sensual, right? But here's the whole thing that, you know, that we're missing. The vagina is a muscle, and you can stretch it back. But if you get in something and it's loose, that simply means that she just recently had sex before you. That's what we're missing, because it's going to always snap back. Let me tell you something. I did porn for 4 years, okay? I did porn. I took it however, whenever. When I got finished with that, the one thing that I did, I went on a hiatus for 7 months. I did not have sex for 7 months after I had my child. When I did start back to be sexually active, the guy that I was with for 3 years, he had a big penis. So, you know, of course, I will grow accustomed to him. When we separated, guess what? I stopped again. I stopped having sex. That's the best thing that you could do for your body, is stop having sex. And your body will do what it has to do when you drink plenty of water and you treat your body like it's supposed to. You're gonna be intact. So if you get with a woman and there's just no resistance, okay, if he try to stick it in and it's still on soft a little bit, okay, you're probably not going to get as much resistance because you're on soft, but you will feel it. But if you rock hard and you start to go into a woman, odds are she just recently had sex, and that's why she's loose. But then that's probably not your girl that you're sleeping with. Well, let me take that back, because some of y'all girls... that's another conversation. But you know what I'm saying? It's
open,
different.
Point blank, period.
Wait a minute, hold on, yeah, hold on. I'm a little bit offended that my ass got muted out.
It was our background noise that got us muted out. Like, for instance, my background noise, everybody that is on the line, right, has some type of background noise, but mine was because everybody I'm around.
No, see, I didn't have background noise. Bossy was on
you
the
did.
Phone. We were in the same room having the conversation.
That's what the
Bossy's
background
not
noise
on the
was.
Line yet. But Bossy, because I was talking
back
in the background,
to the subject.
I'm going to punch
okay,
you in the throat.
I love you.
Thanks.
I love you. I love you. It was interrupting Reese while he was talking, so we muted you out. It's okay. You're back. I was trying to hear what Reese was saying. He sounded so educated about what he was saying. I wanted to hear.
You know what? That's why I had to double check to see who was on the phone. I'll go toe for toe with him on that. I needed to know who was on the phone. That's why
so,
I threw a name
so,
out there.
So yeah. Basically, here's my point of view, right? For me, all honesty, size matters.
Size.
Okay? Size definitely matters with me. It's just because I've had pee worms. You know what I'm saying? Something that they should just only use to pee with. I've had, you know, toddler penises or whatever you call them, a little bigger. You know, like I've had my share of a variety. And for me, I kind of like pain. It's a turn on to me. So when I feel the pain, that's just when I'm all in. So size matters. And you know me, I don't like asshole only dicks. You know, I prefer to have one partner, and if that one partner can do everything that I need him to do in the bedroom, then I mean we're good. If he can't, then I don't even want to be with you because I can't have one partner because you can't satisfy me.
All right. So, if your partner can't do everything you need in the bedroom, do you think that's his fault or a lack of communication? Because how would he know what you want if you don't
if
say
I
it?
If I tell him, though,
I want
communicate.
Someone to lick my
I'm
toenails
not just
and chew on my elbow, then you wouldn't know that unless you did it and or else I told you.
The communication, right, but listen,
and like
he knows because before we even get to that point, we're going to have this open communication, right? And we're going to go through the likes and the dislikes, and I want to know. And it's just like, okay, mm-hmm. It's just like a woman. Okay, when you go to give a man fellatio, right, when you go to give a man oral sex, you can't give this man the same type of oral sex that you gave to that man because it can be different. You know what I'm saying? If you guys didn't know that, there you go. It can be different. You have to see what he likes. You have to respond to his responses, to his, you know, emotion. And if, you know, some guys may like you to bite the tip of their penis. And another guy may fall out and be like, whoa, wait a minute, you tripping. You know, you might get Donkey Kong for biting the next man. So it's the same thing with men. You have to have that communication and know what a person likes and have those open discussions, you know, like this whole show is predicated around communicating with your mate. And so when we have our swinger discussions and open boards, you know, just we have the mixed crowd, but the people that are okay with it are people that communicate with each other and people that say, okay, you know what, I love you, you love me, we know what we are, let's have fun. But for me, I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. I've never said this on the show, but I'm going to say this. When you communicate with your partner and everything is there, I think you open up your relationship to swinging for one or two things. One can be that you guys are tired of each other sexually, or two, it can be that it's some untold story that somebody is not being satisfied somewhere. And that's just me. You can have a man that this woman can be what he wants her to be, but yet, you know, he still wants more women or he still, you know, he's just out there. Or it can be that, you know what, okay, you know, she ate in the bedroom, but she's a great woman, so I'm sticking with her. So all of these things root back to the conversations. And these conversations have to be had in relationships. You're supposed to let your mate know what you like, what you don't like. You're supposed to say, well, hey, do you want me to pinch your nipple while I'm rubbing your balls? I mean, you got to have that open communication in order for a relationship to be successful in any avenue.
Yeah, I'd like to chime in on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've been listening to everyone's opinions and everything, and I think back to myself back when I was in, grad school. And, you know, me, myself, I was blessed, you know, I'm lucky you know, to carry the 13-inch, you know what I'm saying, family jewel that I got.
Jesus Christ.
You know, so I'm, when it comes into all that, like, it, with the communication, like, it makes sense, you know, because, like, I've been with some big ones. I've been with some skinny ones. I've been with some big ones that can only take the head and they be screaming. And you got the ones that are skinny and a toothpick can take the whole damn thing. And it's like, it don't make sense to me, you know. So you can't always say that the size matters. It has to go with the spiritual, you know, side of it, you know what I mean? Because, like, there could be them times, like y'all said, it has to last, you know. You can go into something good, something strange, something loose, something wet, and it could be instant bustanious, you know, because it could be whispering something stick in your ear, like, you know, da-da-da-da, I had a mango this big since I was in high school, and you're like, oh, shit, like, the fuck? Oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean? And it just goes into, like, I think it ain't really about, you know, like my grandfather used to say, it ain't the size of the boat. You know what I mean? It's the waves in the ocean.
I'll pause for a moment.
The waves in the ocean, but the spiritual side of the situation, you know what I mean? That's deep, I know.
honestly, that was kind of going back to what I was saying, man. Like, that's kind of the same thing. Like, it's not about, you know what I mean, if you're putting a whole, you know, 16-ounce can in there, you could put a fingernail in there as long as the setting was right. You did the work beforehand. You know, you can't just you know, just open the door and say hello. You got to kind of knock a little bit, kind of look through the peephole, look through the windows a little bit, do the pre-work to see what's going on. You got to know what's going on before you just, you know what I mean, open it up. So if you're not doing all that, then are you really even worth the time?
Excuse me.
That's a good point. But let me tell you something. I had a guy that I dated here, right? And this was years back, and we dated for like 6 months. And here's why. He did not have a big penis, right? It was skinny. You know, it had a little length on it, but he didn't have a big penis. But when I tell you that every time we slept together, he gave me a workout, right? He knew he didn't have much, but he went hard in the paint. But so it got to the point. What do you do when you get those tired nights? When he know that coming to deal with you, you know he's gonna come up here. He's gonna put in work because he know that he doesn't have a big penis. You know what I'm saying? He knows this. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I heard that saying over and over and over again. But, listen, I have nothing against small penises. I mean, they fit great in your asshole. I would just say, you know, that's the position for me, you know, when it comes to small penises, because it's almost like a waste of my time. And what I mean is small is like 5 and below. You got a lot of grown boys walking around here.
I'm sorry, man.
Can I ask you,
like, what is small, what is medium, and what is large to a female's perspective?
5 and below is small.
Okay. All right. So what's extra small, then? I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Some people, you're right. My baby's talking to me. He said some women got shallow pussies and they can't mess with big dicks.
So, like, if you built like a chapstick,
right,
then what does that make you?
If you're the size of a chapstick, what? That makes you pissing
chapstick
on your damn balls.
Okay, so like a chapstick with like 2 hazelnuts.
You being petty right now.
I'm just kidding. She absolutely does
not like big penises. She likes little penises, and she prefers them, and she dates big boys because she's like, the odds of them having a big penis is going to be slim to none. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, okay, cool. You have those women. Me, I like a good run. I may not be able to take it, right? But I like the fact that, one, it's going to hurt good, and two, you know, it gives me something to work towards to be able to take it, right? So here's the story.
Right.
This gentleman knew who I was, and he was a fan. And he was like, oh, my God, you know, I recognize the name, you know, yada, yada. And so he goes, yeah, you know, I bring the pain and, I do this in the bedroom, I do that in the bedroom. You know, one of those guys, he was like, man, I get a hold of you, man, you're going to be like, mm-mm-mm. So, you know, me, I was like, yeah, I'm very vocal when it comes to that. So I was like, well, send me a picture. You know, you're talking like all of this right here, you know. And he was like, I got you. Give me a minute. I got you. Let me get him hard, right? So I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. So I'm thinking I'm finna, you know, have a picture to show to my homegirls. And this man sends me the picture, and I swear to God, like, if you hold your hand to the side, his dick literally fit in the palm of his hand, from the bottom of the palm to the top of his palm, and it was skinny as hell. And it had a little crook, so I was kind of figuring out, like, how did God trick him like that? Like, why did God do him that way? Like, why did you give him a crook with this little motherfucker? And I was sitting here, and I was looking, and I was like, oh, you know, it was an old factor. So, you know, that picture did get sent to my homegirls, but it wasn't on a good point. You know, we all had a great laugh because I sent the texts along with it. We all had a great laugh, you know, at the picture. But that goes back to the point of this man was very cocky and confident about this little penis that didn't fit over the palm of his hand, right? And that's because nobody complained about it. You know, they said whatever they had to say, whether he was paying women or whatever, or maybe somebody, what's that, about a good 4 inches? Maybe somebody told him, hey, these 4 inches is everything that I need. You know, you got everything. And where it threw me off is, like, this man is, like, 6 feet tall. I've never really seen a tall man with a little penis. He either got a long, skinny one, he got a fat one that's, like, medium, or he got a fat, long one. But I've never seen a man with just a small penis until that day. So, you know, that was one of the situations that, you know, I sit back and I say, well, you know, you can never judge a book by its cover, but it's all about, you know, the size. Because at that, I think, you know, that was, what, a year ago? I've never seen that man. I think his number's on block. I don't even know if I never even talked to him again from that point. Because size matters. To me.
All right, so if size matters, right, if it could be small or average or big, I'm trying to reach again, what's the I want to say stamina, like what's the time frame you're looking for as far as if you're working with a medium-sized credit card, Visa, what's the time frame you're looking for?
As far as the stamina, how much stamina I'm looking for to put in? That varies.
What's the time frame?
For me, it's different. I don't really. I'm not huge on time.
Okay. So, if you had 5.5, and for 5.5, 4 or 5.5, that'd be okay with you.
Repeat the question.
If you have 5.5 inches for 5.5 minutes, that'd be okay with you.
No, that's not acceptable.
5.5 minutes would be okay, not 5.5 inches.
5.5 minutes?
Five minutes
sorry,
is
like
unacceptable.
That blows my mind. Like, I'm sorry. It's when everyone talks about this, it's like, yeah, like 10, 12 minutes. I'm like, that's weird because – Ain't I'm sorry. There's no way that I in this world can get off in 5.5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter how.
Wait, what?
Whatever.
You said you can't. How long does it take you?
The longest I've went was 5.5 hours.
Aw, shit! I wouldn't even be dealing with you. And then got up. Yep. I sent you a video.
That was 3 ejaculations.
second longest, and I'm so, I don't lie on my my member, okay? So yeah, 5.5 hours. Second longest was 4 hours and 15 minutes. And did I time it? Yes, I'm that serious about it.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Because you said 5.5 hours without getting off?
No, 5.5 hours back to back to back. Like 5.5 hours as far as, and I had 3 moments of ecstasy. Okay. And
okay, that's different.
It was like,
yeah.
No, but it was like,
all
right,
so
you're going, hello, okay, and then your guy comes right back to attention 12 seconds later, and then you're going, and this is non-alcohol-induced, non-drug-induced, this is the person that you want to be with.
Because your ass is young. Okay, next question.
No, but, yeah.
Okay,
and
all right. This is different to the next question, but this is answering the question. All right, the size matters. Now, you know, all men have different sizes, shapes, and whatever. Now, what if you got a thick one, like thicker than a toilet roll, right?
Oh God!
And.
It's only 2 inches?
Yeah, bigger than the toilet roll. And you're also long, a good 8 inches. And you got a curve. Like, does that apply to anything? Is that good or is that bad?
That's great.
Like,
to some people. Because you got some people, you know what I'm saying, as my folks pointed out, that you got some people that don't like big penises. You know what I'm saying? And it's just nothing. They nope, you're not going to stretch it. I don't want it. X, Y, and Z. It's some people that have never been stretched out in their life. You know, to a regular girl, I mean, yeah, that's pretty dang good. And if you know how to use it and you got more than 5 minutes under your belt per round, I mean, you're amazing.
She's got 5 minutes under your belt.
More. Yeah, that, I mean, timing. But you, I mean, timing. Timing, it all depends on the situation, because you might just want a quickie in the laundry room before the kids get off the bus. Like, I mean, you might work with your spouse and want one in the office during break. Like, who knows what it is? Or you might
those occasions where you know, but you can't do, like, okay, like Miss Boston pointed out before, you know, when we were talking about hall passes, giving your mate hall passes or whatever. Like, you can't have the package and be 2 minutes. Because, I mean, Miss Boston has shown you she gets very irate when you try to give her 2 minutes of sex. So, I mean, for special occasions, a quickie is great, but you can't make that a norm.
Oh, okay. I get that.
And it goes all back to communication with your mate. Communicate with your mate. Find out what's okay, what's not okay. Sometimes they suffice, you know. I mean, you can have, I had a quickie today, and I think I went to sleep for a whole hour afterwards. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't even fall asleep like that, you know, on a round. But I was like, you know, I completely went to sleep. And I woke up like, did I go to sleep? I did.
Damn.
Yeah, that was
a plan.
Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who just called in? Okay, well, I guess you're not saying anything. But yeah, that was a planned situation. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you just communicate. Sex should be fun, first and foremost. It should be fun. But most importantly, you should have a mate in which you are sexually compatible with. You know what I'm saying? This goes to, you know, the women that women and men that, you know, are like, hey, I want somebody XYZ. When you are sexually compatible, your relationship can go further than if you are not.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's definitely
true. I'm sorry, who is that with all that blowing in the back?
I don't know. That's the person who just called in.
Who just called in with the phone number ending in 7332?
That's me. It's Bossy.
Oh, well, sure. Well, mute your phone because you got wind in the background.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Excuse me.
What you guys? What are you, looking out the window?
So somebody told me this story, right? And I want to run it by you guys, and then let me know what you think happened after that and how would you act in that situation, women and men. So somebody was telling me this story about how they went to a swingers club, and they were with two women, and he was like, it was alpha male there that was pretty much trying to sleep with whomever he could, you know, by try to sleep with whomever he could by just, you know, flexing his muscles a little bit. And so he finally got a lady, you know, to sleep with him, and she was there with her husband. So he went to do a couple swap. So he said the husband didn't have a big package. And then, you know, the alpha male, of course, he had a big package. So as they were doing the swap, like, the husband couldn't get hard with the alpha male's girl, but the alpha male was completely ripping the wife apart. And she was screaming and X, Y, and Z. And he said that the husband couldn't even pay attention to the alpha male's girl because he was so focused on his wife. And he said the husband was telling the alpha male to stop. And the wife was like, no, no, no. But, like, you know, his penis was obviously way bigger than the husband. And she's screaming, oh, my God, and, you know, all of this stuff. And he's so busy worried about her because she's going crazy. But she keeps saying, don't stop, as the husband is saying, stop. What would you do in that situation and how would you feel?
Well, first of all, if you guys are at a swingers club, if you're already at a swingers club, then you guys should have already had these ground rules laid down and stuff. If you're going to do a full couple swap, then it probably shouldn't have happened in the same exact room, because some people do get easily distracted. That's number one, because that's the grown people's way to do shit. But he should sit there and learn how to please his wife. I mean, go and get a strap on so he can pound her just as hard. Or as soon as dude was up there fucking the shit out of her, then he should have came in behind and fucking showed why they're exactly married together. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So what do you think, Anthony?
Yeah, he should have sat down in the corner and took notes. I mean, you shouldn't get in something that you know you... I mean, you said he was cocky, right?
Yeah, the alpha male.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he shouldn't have got in there and thought he could do something he couldn't do. Like, especially, I mean, you should know. You married this woman. You should know that you're not pleasing. Like, just like any male that has a woman, you should know if you're not pleasing your woman.
But that goes back to the comment. Some people are with women with garbage sex because she's a great woman. And some men feel like a woman with garbage sex is a sign that she hasn't been around.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's great, right? But it still goes to the fact that you should not get into something you know you shouldn't have gotten it.
So,
like,
for me, I think that was a long ride home.
Yeah, like, that was an awkward ride, like, especially if the female enjoyed the other dude. Like, and then you're
right,
in the same room watching
bigger
him. Like, you can't, yeah, and then bigger than you, and then he's doing something to you. What, man, whoo, man. That's exactly why it won't happen. And then I could even, no, because I couldn't even think about somebody else. But, I mean, I'm confident in me, though. I'm confident. Like I said, I had females, don't get me wrong, it might not have told me if it was good or bad. But depending on the situation, I mean, shit, if you got whack pussy, I might give you whack dick. If you don't, then I won't.
Okay.
Like,
I think in that situation, size really mattered, and that was a reality. That was a reality. That was a slap in the face for that particular guy, because he has a small, you know, his penis was smaller. So now you're like, okay, you like big penises, and you never told me that. And that's just, you know, here's the bottom line to the conversation. You have females that will say, I don't like big penis. I can't take big penis. X, Y, and Z, right? But
true.
Women play a role, especially when they're trying to be in a relationship. They don't know how to communicate, so therefore they don't know how to be real. Women play this role because it is very well known, if you play like you are lame, like you don't know what you're doing, like you don't like big penises, like you don't know how to suck, give fellatio, like you don't like giving fellatio, a man is more attracted to you because he feel like, okay, you ain't too many people. Oh, okay, you ain't this, or okay, you're not that. That's a role that women play. So most of all, women really aren't going to tell her man that she likes big penises. She's not going to tell him she likes sucking penises. She's not going to say any of those things. And that's where the communication barrier comes in at, because at that point, it's like you finally see this for yourself. Like, it's probably his idea to go to the swingers club. And then you get into the swingers club, and then you finally see that, you know, wait a minute, my girl likes something that I never knew she liked.
Yeah.
And then it's a reality check, because now all of this time you've been thinking that your girl was this type of person, and in actuality she's not.
So that's females say it. So, I mean, I already kind of figured that anyway. When females be like, oh, I only slept with X amount of dudes, or I don't give fellatio this, that, and third, or I don't like doing this. It's not that they don't like to. It's that they don't want to come off as a thot or anything else. I mean, I get that. But at the same time, it's all, like you said, it goes back to communication. Like, at some point in time, you should say in your relationship, whatever, that, hey, look, and if you don't want to be straightforward, you can be like, how about we try this? Like, I get that. Like, you say, how about we try this? Don't just not do it. Like, just don't not say it. If you like doing something, then ask. Like, a closed mouth don't get fed. Like, but I understand females don't always say it because they don't want to come off like a thot.
Right.
But you have something. Go ahead.
What?
I said, but you have some females out there that is thot nation, and the fucking sex is whack. Like, thot nation. They don't suck head. They lay in one position and do whatever the fuck. They do absolutely nothing, but yet they done been around the block, a city block, all over the fucking place. Well, so which one would you rather have? One that doesn't actually, who says they haven't done, but at least they're willing to try? Or the one who, you know the truth, you know what they're out there doing, they still want to deal with them.
She doesn't but that's what I'm saying, though. She might not necessarily be out there doing it. I mean, don't get me wrong. She might not be out there doing nothing. Yeah, I lost my words. But she might not be out there doing nothing. Like, there are females that don't do nothing. But then there are some that do. So, just because she told you what she likes to do doesn't mean she's necessarily out there doing them. And if she is out there doing them and you wife her up, then you the dumbass.
Right.
Straight up.
Right.
You the one that went for the thot. You can't turn no trick into no treat. You can't turn no home into no housewife. And can't turn no silver into no gold bar.
So So that woman has to be what she's going to be prior to you getting there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if she was turnt at one point in her life, she got to calm herself down for herself, you know, not for a guy. You know what I'm saying? When I got ready to change my life, I had to do it solely for myself. And that's the reason that it stuck, right? Because if I would have did it for a guy, then I would have went back once the relationship went sour or whatever the case may be. You have to let a female do what she do, but you can't judge a female because she likes certain things. You know, it may be something about you that turns her on to certain things or whatever the case may be. And that's the biggest stereotype that men will, you know, they will judge a female because she likes to do something. And this could be actually your down chick. And the one that you sitting here that act like she don't like doing nothing, she is actually, you know, turned up like crazy. And so the one that she says, oh, you know what, I can take a small penis, I prefer them small, you know, no. And then, you know, go into that, oh, I went and got a toy, I've been practicing on myself. No, Jody been practicing on her.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I got to.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no. I have no understanding for that. I don't. Like, you might as well just be up front and forward. Like, I'm sorry. I tell females all the time. You know, females, why do females ask the question, okay, if size matters, why do females ask the question, how big are you? Like, what size are you? Because when females ask me that, I laugh. Like, that's my response. And I got different reactions. I got females that been like, why the fuck are you laughing? Like, what's so funny? Or like, damn, are you serious? Like, they must have thought what I was what I was laughing about. So, I mean, that's how I look at it, but why ask the question?
For conversation, for the most part. But most people ask that generalized question. That's like you asking a female, okay, so what size bra do you wear? Just this conversation. It might
I'm
be, you might say,
shit,
I got a 12.
But that's not, I'm not going to ask what size bra you wear in a general conversation. I mean, I'm not.
It depends
that
on
might
what
result
type of
into her thinking I'm about to buy her something. So hell no.
No, Lord. I use that as
I mean,
an
unless
example,
I'm in a relationship
but
with her. But, yeah, good question. Good point. I don't.
I mean, but just for conversation. And mentally they might be trying to mentally prepare themselves if they do end up messing with you. Yeah, whatever. He says he got a 12-inch cock or whatever, and they might not believe you or they might believe you. They might be sitting up there, oh, if he really got a 12-inch cock, then I might as well sit up here and do a whole bunch of squats to get loose, get ready for that. But it's mostly a conversation. All right,
so what the hell is the point of sending the picture or talking about it to your homegirls? Like, not just one of them, all of them. Isn't that how the bullshit
starts?
Because
it's funny, because that's what women do. Like, women do
mm-hmm.
that. Women talk to their homegirl about men. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
what we do. We talk to our homegirl about penises.
Why would you disclose
the only thing I'm not going to talk to a homegirl about is my man. That's, I'm not going to do that.
But that's random.
Like, oh, if it's just a random?
Yeah, we'll pass the picture around, but if it's your man, nah. You're not going to do that because you don't want that other female to know what the fuck you're working with, what you're dealing with, because they can look at it and be like, yeah, I know I could suck it a little bit to the right, and that nigga's going to get off. No, but a random, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's funny because y'all pop it off like y'all got these big penises, and y'all don't be having big penises. Y'all be having these little penises, and it just don't be little to one person. It's little, it's little. You got
but
five inches is little, but you may have a woman that
right,
would prefer
so,
it. She may know it's little.
So
that's why they say,
five,
I don't like big penises, because she know it's little.
Five inches, right?
There are some men out there that have 5 inches, yes.
Five or better. Like, hell no. Hold up, man. I got to get this. Hold on.
There are some men out there in the world that have 5 inches.
Man, I understand that, but I mean, I have no understanding for that because they got shit out
what
in the world now. You can grow your shit. No.
Oh my God.
Like that's you can you. They have all types of stuff out there where you can enhance, enlarge, whatever you thicken,
yeah,
whatever
but at
you
what
need
expense?
To do.
At what expense?
I mean, shit.
You, okay, so you grow your penis about a maybe two. I don't even want to say 2 inches, an inch longer. But then all of a sudden you're sitting up there and I don't know, growing extra hair from other places. Like, at what expense? You need to find yourself a female that
comfortable. But no, I agree with Hill because look at women. Women getting bigger butts. Women getting bigger breasts. Okay. They got a surgery right now
can,
for women.
See,
it's not a surgery, it's a procedure that they go and they can shrink your vagina. So they put this laser
thank
thing
you.
Inside
I was just
your
about
vagina
to say that.
And it brings it back to like to original state. It makes it super
yeah.
tight. And a lot of women are getting it done.
Yeah. They and the procedure only costs $25,000. Ain't that some shit?
It was less than that because what chick that was in movies with me said she was going to get it done. And she said she found it for like $1,700.
Oh, okay. See?
Yeah, fuck that.
And the longer the procedure is out, the cheaper it'll be.
Right.
So men can enhance themselves.
Well, I mean, yeah, they can.
Yeah.
If they want to make that type of sacrifice, if they're willing to go through, because just because you go and have that, you think about afterwards, that pain got to be a hoe. So if they're willing to go ahead and enlarge themselves, so be it. But there's always going to be some type of ramification afterwards. Hey, maybe his dick stays extra hard for 2 fucking weeks. Who the hell knows? But if you're doing all that to please the female that you're with, maybe you're actually going to be with that female.
Right.
Maybe
it's
not the
female that
he
with. Maybe he just want a bigger one because he know he can't please hardly nobody. Maybe that's the
no
situation.
Female.
Well,
shit.
That too.
You can please a female with 5 inches. I've had 5 inches and it was good. I just don't prefer all of the work that
but
you got to put in to
so
get it.
Hold on. So you would rather have good sex instead of great or amazing sex?
Oh no, I prefer amazing. That's why I said size matter. What are you talking about?
But you know that two bit of brother, you would have thought that the size mattered. He didn't know how to work his motherfucking equipment. Now I have other people who do know how to work their equipment, and they might be about 7 inches. But shit, that was amazing. That nigga that had 11-inch dick and couldn't do nothing. That shit was garbage. So to me, no. Here we go again. Size doesn't matter. I need you to be comfortable with your motherfucking equipment that God gave you. I don't know. You better watch some more porn and fucking masturbate properly or something. Figure it out. I ain't the one. Go ahead. Sorry. Every time we talk about this shit, it pisses me off with that fucking two-minute brother, man.
Yo, I can't even have a quickie that, like, a quickie is not a quickie to me. Like, I'm sorry, but I just,
well,
like,
I mean,
so I don't understand. I'm just so, like I say, I know, even if a chick did say I was whack, I would laugh at her and call like 4 other chicks and be like, yo, am I whack in the bed? And be like, who, what? No, like, alright, I just wanted to know. I would.
But, I mean, again, it comes to the fact that women aren't going to complain. If they did, you wouldn't have so many men walking around with garbage head.
But see,
I mean,
but
good
see,
head
is
so hard
this,
to find, it's ridiculous. And so
if more women was honest
and said, okay,
yeah.
You know what, you know, you bite too much, you're biting, you know, it's a simple philosophy, you know, to the woman. I mean, all that extra stuff, licking around, okay, yeah, but it's a simple philosophy. You get that man in the boat, you suck it and you lick it simultaneously, you know, till she starts to shake. But a lot of people don't know that formula, and for that I'm not big on oral sex when it comes to men, and it's just something that's just in me. But then when the man really knows what he's doing, then that's some stuff to mess your head up.
But I see, I don't
hold
get
on,
I mean,
hold on, we have a new caller. Who's calling in? 5232. Who is this?
My phone keep dropping.
Okay, who is this? 5-3-5-5-2-3-2. Who is this? I think her phone dropped again.
Yeah.
She's calling back in, so it keeps dropping. I want to hear from her. I want to hear from a different female perspective, but I mean, that a lot of women don't complain. They don't tell the truth. They can like the guy. Women are more prone to really like the guy and not say anything about his penis. You know, like,
but
you
they
know,
don't, no, they
some
do,
women
though.
Will grab your hips and kind of move your hips for you. You know, some women will just sit there and throw it back and imagine somebody else. You got a lot of different situations that can happen when it comes to females and males. So she's not going to say, you know, pretty much no. She's not going to say no. She's not going to say yeah. But when you got good wood, you know you got good wood. That's just, there's
but,
no.
Oh, yeah, man, that's why I said, I know where I have. But this is what I'm saying. She does complain, though. She just doesn't say it to him, but she's going to her best friend. Like, that's
what
I don't
understand.
Yeah,
we definitely do.
Why would you do that? Instead of telling your best friend and letting her know what you're going through, right, because now she can slide up in there. And hit your nigga up in the DM, like, or on some grindy
shit. Well, I mean,
it
obviously it's not that big of a deal if she's saying, like, you obviously not. I don't know. You got some women that will make a guy with whack sex they main dude. I won't. You know, like, if I say that's my dude, then, I mean, I'm comfortable with that person. I'm not gonna say somebody with whack sex is my dude, but you do have some females that do it, and I can't tell you why they do it, but they do. And, you know, it can definitely be whack, but she can like that individual. What you want to scratch in your face for?
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just have zero understanding for certain stuff. It's all about communication. Like, at the end
you're
of the
right.
day,
it is.
If you don't tell me,
how
if you
do
don't
you
tell
have
me
that
I'm
conversation?
Wet.
Baby, you're awesome. You know, I think you're amazing, but you can improve in the bedroom. That's a ego killer. That's grounds for termination. That's a
no,
lot of things that go on,
always,
you know, when you kind of have that conversation.
No, because you can always say, babe, how about we try doing this, right? Boy, like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only guy that does it. I promise you, I do this. It doesn't matter. No, I do this. I'm going to ask. At the end of the session, whatever it is, rounds we call it, sessions, paint time, smack, like, yo, no, whatever it is, Donkey Kong, like, give me some. At the end of the session, I'm asking, like, was it good? I might even ask that shit during it. Am I all right? Like, are you good? Like, I'm asking.
She's gonna say yeah.
If not, no, because well, not all the females I've dealt with, but some of them, yeah, said that. But even if it's a quickie, I mean, sometimes yeah, or I just a one night stand. Of course, you're just trying to feel what that female feels like, because that's all it is, like the feeling of it. Like, to see how good she can and throw back the pussy, like, or how tight her pussy is. Like, yeah, that's all. I mean, at the end of the day, it can't be nothing else.
Right.
So,
you're right.
I mean, a female, just like a dude, a female knows she's going to sleep with that dude in three seconds of her meeting him.
Right.
Five at the most. And by the first two minutes of the conversation, she really wants to take you in the bathroom right then and there, but she doesn't want to make it seem like a thought. Granted,
right.
or even for the female that does do it, right? You might think she's a thought, but guess what? She really isn't, and that might have been her first time actually doing that. You just had the look, the smell, you just had everything, and you made her nut right in her pants. You didn't even know that. And she needed to get that other one off. But she wanted to do it with you. Like, I mean, all occasion. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. I've been doing this shit before these rappers done it.
my looks get whatever I need, except for certain things. But, I mean, that's another story.
Well,
I mean, I hate
you know,
to say that, but I'm cocky.
No,
you know what I mean? It wouldn't be a phone call if I didn't get this cocky. Straight up, man. I'm sorry, man.
Didn't
these females on the line, too. We don't need y'all to start talking.
Oh,
come on. We really want
Anthony,
your input.
Look. First of all.
Oh, my
God. Number one.
I was about, Miss Boston,
number
I'm sorry.
One. Number
sorry, Miss Boston.
Exactly. Because the fact is the fact. You wouldn't even be on this line had I not spoke to you about it. So you can't sit up here and be cocky thinking that you run this damn show because it's still Miss Lovely.
I'm not saying me.
You said,
oh, he wasn't calling
said,
in tonight?
You know, who? Man, I'm going to call him every Sunday.
No,
oh, you
said call in every
general.
Sunday, but he was
okay.
In general,
yeah,
because I could have swore I heard he said he makes the show interesting.
No.
Or something on the
line
to
that.
What did you say?
I said it wouldn't, I wanted, you know, because she said, oh, no cocky. Like, remember last time I wasn't on my,
no
I wasn't
cocky.
Too cocky or
mm-hmm.
too petty. So I said, you know, I had to say my, I had to be my cocky self. Like,
yeah, look,
it.
Okay, so she gone? That girl not around you right now?
Hello?
Quiet. She around you right now?
No. My girl, no.
Oh. Oh. Oh, wait. Un momento, por favor. Por favor. Un momento, por favor. What time is it? How much time we got in there?
Yeah, it's 10 11. All right, well, listen. Babe, if you on the line or if you not on the line, like, you know what it is. Like, don't even do it. Don't trip. Don't, or whatever. Like, if you on the line or you not, if you listening, it is what it is. Like, you can't be mad. I'm letting you, I'm putting the disclaimer out there now. The disclaimer has been out there. So,
but we already know how she
call
feels.
Me now.
It's not about what you feel, Anthony. We already know she run the show. And she all said,
no,
right,
no,
nah,
about
not
how.
And you will only be with her, and, you know, we already know how that works. So you can disclaim all you want to, but you'll be explaining when the show is over.
I guess
you know,
you always
super cocky talking about, you know, you get what you want, you know what I'm saying, and how you want it, but she mean business, and she ain't giving you what you want. You going to do what the hell she say do.
Hello?
So,
all right. Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here. Yeah. I mean, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to speak my mind. I have no filter, and I just don't give a fuck. I mean, not to hurt nobody's feelings, I just don't. Like, I mean, I just, and everybody who knows that, like, she knows. I mean, we'll be all right. But you can ask whatever you want to ask. And like I said, I'm going to be open with it. I'm going to be me. Regardless of that, I'm always going to be me. I'll just deal with the consequences later. I mean, I've been doing that anyway. So go ahead and shoot.
I'm so done.
I mean, I get it. And I appreciate you for your open and honest moments. And I also wanted to say salute to you for giving up your ways of having relationships that you were able to have threesomes to settle down for one that you can't have a threesome with. That's big ups to you.
I appreciate that. Boy, will we play the game, change your heart.
Who
I mean, nah. Wow. I'm just fucking with you. No, I'm messing around. I was just messing around. Nah. I mean, like I said, at some point in time, like, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. Yo, a threesome is fun. Like, I done had multiple of them. Several, like, on numerous occasions. But at some point in time, it gets overrated.
I don't know.
I can't agree
real
with you
quick.
On that.
Speaking of threesomes,
I can't agree with you on that.
Where's Jamaican man? Where is he? I need him to be back on the phone. Speaking of threesome, Miss Lovely, can we rewind about 2 weeks ago when we spoke about a threesome and one particular dude got on the phone and said that he had experienced a threesome, but that's not what he was looking for now that he's older. Can you correct me if I'm wrong? Was that statement not said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Thank you. I just need to put that out there. There's other people on the line that knows why I am questioning this, and I just wanted to make sure. Now, when you answer a question like that, that means you actually participated in one, not that you had the opportunity to be in one. You actually participated because the question was yes or no to a threesome. Are you down for a threesome? Yes or no? Have you participated in a threesome?
I think this is someone calling back in. Let me see.
Oh, let's see.
Hey, is this the Rasta man calling in?
It's not the Rasta man, but part of that group. You know, this is D again. You know, once y'all brought the threesome, I was like, whew, well, I definitely gotta get in on this. You know, when it comes to even having to do with size matters, with a group of girls like that, I mean. You know, it comes in back into communication, like you said, you know, because, I mean, all that goes down to that's passionate. That's crazy. You know, that's when you open yourself up to, you know, bigger and better things, to understand that there's so many other things that to be kissed, licked, and everything in between when it comes to that, you know what I mean?
Are you representing?
Have you had a threesome before?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, I've had multiple ones, like, and it's been with, you know, my girlfriend and wanting a girlfriend. We, you know, we all got together and did something crazy, but when y'all get to the understanding, like, you know, we're all together and do whatever, it's like, yo, what y'all need?
I can,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not the right person.
Did the girlfriend ever double back? Did the homegirl ever double back?
Yeah. That person,
oh, of course, you know, and that's what came back in the situation why we had to leave her alone, because she was trying to do some other shit that I went down with. Like, I can't ever try to choke me out one night. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I ain't about that life. I'm sorry. I can't be trying to get passionate. She's trying to choke me out. I'm like, yeah, we got to go back to something else. We need to find
something
else.
Wait, did you say the female was trying to choke you out?
Yo, like, that shit was wild. It was wild. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was just like, she's like, slap me. And I'm like, I ain't about that. Like, I'm not about any females. And she's like, you little biatch. And then she put her hands around my throat and tried to, like, turn me. And I was like, yo, like, it was instant, like, yo.
That
like,
sounds like some real dominatrix shit.
That's what I said. That's somebody I can't do all that.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, are you repping a 617, too?
Yeah, I sure am. All day, every day. 401 in there, too.
All right. Now I know who this is. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, but I had to chime in on that. Like, that sounds like something I should put my input on.
Yeah, but
I needed to
be back
that
on this
goes
phone.
Hand in hand does size matter? Because what if the scenario plays out and you have a great guy, but he has a small penis, but he's a great guy? The first thing, what would you do? Would you be with him and then just ask him to become a swinger, or would you not be with him?
Back on the swinger stuff, right? Like. If a female asked me to do that, I really feel like I could do the female, but I couldn't do
you can't do a male in the same room with you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I couldn't do that one. But does that count?
But there's
because
a lot of men
that
will be okay with bringing a woman in the bedroom, but you can't bring a man in the bedroom. I mean, men are territorial, so.
I mean, honestly, I don't care if I fuck your wife in front of you. Like, you're going to be mad, though, like, at the end of the day. I'm going to leave my trademark right in you. Boop. Not the ejaculation. No, uh-uh. That's coming with me. But.
But remember,
you gave that life up. Why even talk
about it? You gave that life up. You're not leaving nothing nowhere because your girl ain't with it.
No, you're right. She's not. But at the same time, I have experienced it, so I can talk about it. If people don't want to hear it, honestly, hang up. I mean, not even hang up. Just put the phone down until I'm done.
Oh,
I mean, but at the same time, like, it's an experience. Like, all right, some people don't want to experience. They don't have to. I mean, and I understand their reason. I understand that. I respect everybody's reasoning behind that. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, those who want to experience and have experience, it is one of the best things in the world. Like, especially when it comes up in conversations, like when you're amongst your boys or your girls, everything like that. Like, I have done friends, done sisters, done mothers and sisters. Like, I have done that. And it'd be great. Now, their conversation might be a little weird, but to me, when I go back to my boys, they'd be like, yo, I just smashed them two sisters. Or, yo, tell me why, yo, remember Italy I was with just last night? Yeah. Man, tell me why her mom was up in the room with us, yo. Man, no, I'm dead serious. Look at the picture, huh? But, you know, just the average, I mean, just the little stuff like that. I mean, it feels good to be
somebody's
mom. Even if you got a bad chick.
You got to
that.
Somebody's mom did a threesome with that daughter?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that.
Just,
I might as well have been a porn star. I swear I might as well have been a porn star.
So, let me ask you something. So the mom was up there rubbing on her daughter and shit? Like, I need to know. I got questions.
All right, no, this is what it was. All right, we were chilling, and I was chilling. This was when I was in Pittsburgh. I was chilling, whatever, and the daughter's man was there, and I had to take the daughter out to the store. So I took the daughter out to the store. When we got back, the mom was just like, hey, come here. And she was just like, yeah, she was handing her daughter the confirmation number to the hotel. So when we went there, me and her, the daughter went there, whatever, we were just chilling and everything like that. Like I said, I can chill with females and not sleep with them. But I mean, if they spark it off, it is what it is. Like, now you got me diamond rock hard. Like, now you gotta handle this. So we did it. The mom came in and was just like, oh no. She was just like, are you serious? She was just like, yeah. And they went at it. We went at it. Hey, whatever.
Wait. They went at it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I look, that was their conversation piece at the dinner table on Sunday. It wasn't mine.
Like, that is so crazy.
Well, I mean, but like I said, I've experienced things in my life and at my age that some people have not, and some of these rappers are just now experienced. That's why I can say that. I can say that.
Listen, so if your girl, the girl that was at your house last week, we was on the show, if your girl mom came and said she wanted
no.
Some, would you sleep? No.
No, that can't, no, hell no. Six, don't get me wrong, I done had cougars also, like, but there's hell no. That's my girl, I couldn't sleep with, I never said I slept with my girl's sister or my girl's mom. It was just a random, like, it was just that hole over there. Like, and really, like I said, I didn't fuck with her man like that anyway, because I'm strictly loyal. Like, it's bros before hoes, so I'm not going to go ahead and sleep with any of my man's girls, wives, anything like that, of that nature. So I wouldn't do that to nobody I know. And if I do know you, and you're not a close person, if you're not in my circle, then, yo, you really, your bitch is free game. I don't know you. But I'm not going to make the initial move. And if I know that your chick, I won't make no move at all. But if she hits my DM up and be like, hey, I'm going to ask the question, yo, weren't you with so-and-so the other night? And if she says, oh, that was just this, that, and the third, whatever, oh, then it's whatever. She doesn't say, nah, that's my nigga or that's my man, whatever. But I've been in situations also, and I feel like other females have been in situations where it's like that song, the SZA, Zaz, has your man is my man there on the weekend. Yeah, that, all that, like, that's actually, man, look why every female love that song.
Huh? I don't like that song. Man, ain't nobody, man. I don't play like that. I don't do all that. Like, no, I'm good on that. If you got to be everybody, man, then you might as well not even be up under me. Because at the end of the day, women are created to be loyal, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a conversation piece that you have when that time get there for threesomes or whatever. But, no, I mean, it's not the same game out here, and women aren't the same because they sleeping with bisexual men, they sleeping with, you know, whatever men, and, you know, I want to live. I got goals in life. So, I don't know. I don't like that song, but, you know, that's my girl. And, you know, I don't know. I can't agree. But, so, to sum it up, you know, tonight, you know, we've had some great input on the Size Really Matter, and I appreciate everybody's input that you provided, and that's the whole point of effective communication. Have different points of views, and they can always be understood, and you can express the way that you feel, right? Because you are entitled to have your own opinion. It's so super amazing. You know, to sum it up, you know, women like different things, but in actuality, you will never know. As a man, you only know what that person tell you, but, you know, I mean, you could have common sense and say, okay, you know what, she don't like big penises, and then 2 months down the line, you know, she like, well, you know, I'll take it, you know, just because. You know, use your better judgment, use your common sense, because, you know, if a woman can't be upfront and honest in the beginning, there's no way that it's going to start wrong and end right. So make sure that you communicate. All of these shows are based on communication, trust, loyalty. No matter what we talk about, it's about doing it with your mate. You know, if you want to go out and sleep with somebody else, do it with your mate. You know, do it with your mate knowing, or initiate a hall pass situation like Miss Boston and her man of 7 years. You know, I mean, it's plenty of things that you can do to continue to keep a healthy relationship. But most importantly, choose somebody that you're compatible with, because it doesn't make sense to play with anyone's time. It doesn't make sense. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
it doesn't
I was listening.
Make sense
Sorry.
To put anyone's time, and it also makes sense to, you know, not hurt anyone's feelings. If you read my book, Confessions of a Mattress Actress, I talk about, in one of my series, I talk about a situation that I went through where I got pistol whipped and, you know, was seconds away from losing my life. And that is what turned my life around, along with the perception of how I interact with males. So sometimes people will have that moment later in life, and sometimes people won't be as lucky. So you don't want to play with people's feelings and their emotions. If you're not compatible with them, please be upfront and honest. Let them know. Find somebody
True.
You're compatible with. It takes time. Trust me, it takes time to find somebody. You know, just when I gave up, you know, voila, that one person, you know, came along. So you're going to go through, you know, situations that may fail, and you may feel like, you know what, that one person is not out there for you, but it that person is. So, you know, always communicate, always be upfront, always be honest. And make sure you guys check me out on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THEMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I'm also on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Check out my website. I should be updating my website again this week, and that is thenewmisslovelyblack.com. Also, I am available for features, interviews, and appearances. Contact me at inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. We will see you guys at the same time, the same place next Sunday with yet another juicy, healthy topic. I appreciate everyone for calling in. We had a very busy line tonight. Thank you very much for your support, Miss Boston. I love you so much. And does anybody else have anything to say before we exit out?
Mm-mm. Well, Miss Lovely, You think moving forward we'll be able to announce what the next topic is going to be so people can mentally get ready? Like, I knew what the next topic was going to be. But if you put it on your...
I put up very early, and, you know, I put this topic up very early in the week. So, you know, as they come, you know, I'm working on it, you know, to be a week in advance. But, you know, we'll definitely get there. You know, we like to talk about whatever comes about. But definitely check out my Instagram and on my Tumblr, the new Miss Lovely Black.tumblr.com, and you'll see, you know, the flyers, and you'll see what is up there for the up and coming show for next week. But I also ask you for ideas too, you know, that we can talk about. And you always be like, hey, I have nothing. But of course, I know you're gonna call me when you get off of the line here, so I'll talk to you offline about that. It's Boston, and thank you guys for calling in, and for all the people that spoke and all the people that did not speak. Thank you for enjoying the show, and you have an awesome day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.